I grew up in that park. Like, I spent, like, every day of my life in that park.
For Jolt, founder of Gorilla Garden, artistic curator, and public artist, La Raza Park is more than just a park. It holds valuable memories of friends, family, and celebrations of culture.
I was there for some of the, like, the riots and things that took place with the Chicano movement and the police violence. I was there in the 90s during the Summer of Violence. I was there in 93. I have that temple, the kiosco. I have that tattooed on my body. Like, you know, I'm a big part of that park, and it's a big part of me.
Jolt is one of the organizers of La Raza Park Day event, hosted by Warm Cookies of the Revolution. It will be held on Sunday, August 27th, and will feature live music, food, and dance, celebrating Mexican and Chicano culture. Although a celebration, the event began with other intentions.
But initially started as a statement we wanted to make against, like, the way the policing was going on. And then that just turned into something much bigger. The idea was to make a cruise, to create a cruise, because police were messing with all the cruisers, all the lowriders. So I thought, hey, well, wouldn't it be cool if we got a proclamation through the city where it was put in writing that we were cruising down Federal, and instead of the police, like, following behind us, they would be our escort.
The main event of La Raza Day, and one that attracts the masses, is the lowriding cruise through the community. Lowriding gained popularity during the Chicano movement in the 60s and 70s. Jolt said it's become a vital part of Mexican and Chicano culture ever since.
I think the history of it is something that's been celebrated. There's publications, there's films, there's pop culture, you know, how it's influenced that. Currently, the Denver Art Museum is doing a show based around lowrider culture. It's a representation of the art. It's also a representation of, like, kind of the romance and the beauty of our culture. The lowrider is a piece of Americana, right? It's an American car, usually a Chevy, an Impala. The most American of things is our automobiles that came out of the industry, this Americana. And when you think about, like, somebody coming from another place, taking this piece of Americana and making it their own and a representation of their heritage, this is important because owning public space, especially in times of Denver being, like, such a gentrified city where we've lost our own place, our own communities, owning these public spaces is important, and the lowrider is a vehicle that allows us to do so.
Gentrification has been a common theme in conversations around Denver neighborhoods. Previous to 2020, La Raza Park was named Columbus Park. The name change occurred after decades of civic engagement and political fights. It also received designation as a historical cultural district. But Jolt says the effects of these changes are yet to be seen.
The name change started in 1961, so we never in my lifetime acknowledged Columbus in any sort of way, let alone the park being named Columbus Park. But it is, that community is historically an Italian community too. So there's been a lot of, like, battles over that over the years because they see Columbus as being a hero to them, even though he was Portuguese. It wasn't Italian. I mean, it's a little win. It's superficial in a way. It's just the name change of the park. Like, if we're not there owning that space and being a part of community and practicing what community is, then none of that matters. It's just a name. But that, we'll take that little win. And when we do say that it's historic, is that going to affect what we can do adding to the park later? Does that limit us? So I think time will tell. So we'll see in the long run what that actually does. If that creates a way for public funding to go to the park and then start to tell the history of the park, what the people have gone through, and really represent the residents that, you know, have lived within that park, then I see it as a positive thing.
Jolt says he hopes people leave the event this Sunday with a sense of community, pride, and empowerment. But most of all, a smile on their face.
People leave and they're happy. You see a lot of hugging and, you know, dancing and multi-generational people celebrating the culture of the park. That's what we hope to accomplish. That's number one, you know, with all of it.
Community will gather at La Raza Park in Denver on Sunday, August 27th, for the 5th annual event. For KGNU, I'm Yvonne Olivas.